Thank you for calling Rich Custom Jewelry. It's Benjamin speaking. How may I help you?
What's up in Vegas today?
Oh, not much, Dave. It's actually our first cool day here.
What's
I
cool?
Put a sweater on.
You had to put a sweater on? So what is
yeah.
it, 85?
it's like 75.
Oh, my God. 75 is perfect like where I am. Right now, I think it's like 65, wall-to-wall sunshine. It's like, it's perfect.
Oh, man. Let me fix that. I just looked at my weather app. It's 57 right now. Our high for the day is 73.
Oh, okay. That's right now here it's 62, so we're a little hotter. But, yeah, I can understand. If you're like used to 118, 75 would be cold.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a difference.
What a problem. Wow.
I know.
Yay. Hey, you know, it's funny. I have a work coworker, a friend of mine, that was in Vegas last weekend for the Raiders game. Then he went to a Knights game right after.
Okay.
Sent me pictures and all that, and I was like, "That's so cool. It looks like it's very fun." So he's a Raiders fan, which I don't understand why, but.
So he had a bad time.
No, he sends me pictures and you know what goes on. I'm like, what a blast!
Yeah.
I mean. It's such a – I think that when the Cowboys go there next time, I'm going to try to see if I can sneak out there for 4 days and then do the Cowboy game and, you know, maybe gamble for about 2 days and do a show or something. Whatever, you know, just play a little trip like that. I think most people do things like that.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what most people do. You know, what's crazy is that the last game we played the Steelers.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was a Steelers home game from the amount of terrible towels that everybody was whipping around. It was like, are you kidding me? It's not even a Raiders game. It's a Steelers game.
And I think that was what pissed, that was what upsetting the owner of the Steelers there, Mr. Davis.
Yeah.
You know, because of all the fans that come for other teams. Games and being in Vegas. I said, first of all, if he was still in Oakland, that would never happen.
No.
Right? Because
no.
Oakland's not a touristy destination for any means.
Exactly.
So that's what he gets for moving his team to Vegas.
But he also gets sold out stadiums every day and, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's making his money.
College, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, that doesn't happen in Buffalo.
No, it does not.
No. I mean, Niagara Falls is only 10, 15 minutes away from Buffalo, but it's not enough of a draw to, like, bring out a lot of fans from other teams to, you know, Bills game, unless you're from Cleveland or Pittsburgh or, you know, something that's close by, like Cincinnati. But, you know, it is what it is. So he's making his money. He ain't broke, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He's not broke.
No issues there.
No. Anything new that I can help with?
Not at the moment, but this cold weather is usually a really good sign for us in sales, so hopefully we'll be giving you a call.
There you go. And then when Rich decides he ever wants to blow his building up like they did with Tropicana, let me know.
Yeah, you got it. we'll get you front row seats.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, Dave, have a good
take
one.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye now.